Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome. This is The Buzz. Studio W, The Buzz. Your global radio network, we circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And now it's time for the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show with your host, Ann Wooten Taylor. Hey, Ann.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Did you have a good week so far?
So far, so good. So far, you know, I just thought about something too, because, I've had a good week. Really good week, but I'm angry. I'm angry. We're gonna talk about this on the Boomerang Radio Show tomorrow. Yeah. Pretty upset. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. What's mad about?
This government shutdown, potential government shutdown, it looks like it's gonna happen in about 11 hours or so. Yeah.
You're surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. Hey, turn your camera on, my friend.
My camera is on. I'm looking at myself.
Well, I can't see you.
I can't see you either.
I know.
I see nobody.
No,
but it's not because the camera's not on.
Your screen is blank.
And your screen has a studio.
Yeah, it's like that every Saturday. You know, I try not to interfere with your show.
Alma, now we've had a little timing out, but the camera's on. I will stop it and restart it just for you.
All right.
Okay.
I see your logo.
All right. That was me stopping it.
Okay.
And now it's back on.
Okay. Let's do this. All right. We're going live right now. Yeah.
I
don't see you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And no, hey. I really don't see you.
It's okay, as long as people can hear me. It's radio.
It is. It's see what I go through each and every week, folks? Okay, it's audio and video. Right?
call
your engineer in.
Then I'll have to really stop the presses in order to get him. I'll send him a text message.
Yeah, send him. Yeah, because I'm looking at the screen now and I don't see you. Okay.
Well, I understand. I'm used
to seeing you, Ann. Okay.
I know. I know. And it's fine. I appreciate you, you know, looking out.
Yeah.
But at the moment, you know, people on the radio, like, are we going to talk about some of substance?
Bye, Ann.
Like.
Ann? Yeah. She's touching buttons again. In the meantime,
Hello?
I see Marvel Ministries. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Because I'm right here.
All right. Okay. Text your engineer.
I'm trying to, okay. But you keep messing with me. Andre's on his way. Okay.
Okay.
He'll be up in a moment. Now let him know there's a problem.
Okay. All right.
That you would like for him to solve because you don't trust my skills.
No.
Y'all, William, let me tell y'all.
No. You're a great host. But as far as the technology is concerned, not at all.
I'm out, William. Well, now the picture is back.
Okay.
Andre's here, and now he can see me. Am I not right here with you? See? Andre sees me too. I know you can't see me, but it's there. I don't know what's wrong. I just know that every now and then, like, and I'm going to stop it again for your benefit. See?
Now I see your logo. Yes.
That's me stopping it.
Okay.
Now me turning the camera back on.
Okay. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know what's wrong either. Anyway, I'm going to step aside here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Anyway, y'all know.
Uh-huh. Now, see, her mic went out. Oh, my goodness.
Fix it. Andre couldn't even fix it. He don't know what's wrong with the little thing, huh? Andre said ain't nothing wrong. That was a quote. Andre said ain't nothing wrong.
Okay. All right.
He can see me too.
Uh-huh.
See there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, I told you. You just don't trust me.
No, I know what I'm looking at, and I see a blank screen.
Well, look, two funny stories, Andre and William stories. Number one, William would not even allow me to talk to him sometimes when I'm trying to explain. He'll just say, go get Andre. He cuts me off, go get Andre.
Yeah.
When we're at home and it's just me and him.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay, William, you have a valid point when it comes to the technology. I'm just saying. Okay. It's not. Okay. It's not me.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah.
He
okay.
can't see me, but I don't know. Can the guests see me? Can anybody? Maybe the guests
no,
can
ma'am.
See me. Okay. See? All right. Well, all right. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. The guests can't see me either. Andre.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Andre said, I can log out, log back in. But other than that, and I think, you know, the fact that we've had issues with the audio in the past is enough for us to leave it like it is, because at least I can interview.
Okay. All right. Well. Bye again. Okay.
Last time that happened, didn't you?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you keep going in and out. In and out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
introduce your guests, and I'll talk to your guests while you are fixing that. You can log in, log back out. I mean, log out, log back in. And let's see where this going.
Can you hear me okay now?
Okay. Continues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay. All right. Well, the guests that we have today are Minister Mark Danzy and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Valerie Danzy. They are.
Okay. See, her audio cut out again.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, good morning.
I'm going to log out and log back in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. That'd be a good idea.
Okay, I'm doing it. All right.
So, Elder Danzy.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And how is your wonderful wife?
Talk with you again. Yeah, she's doing fine. She's doing fine. As a matter of fact, part of the other part of our business, you know, she does hair in the shop behind our house there. And one of her clients was late this morning, so she's kind of running between.
She's
doing very well. She's doing very well.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for supporting this network as well. I see how you like our posts, and we really, really appreciate that. We really appreciate
that.
Now, let me ask you.
That's great content.
Yes, yeah. Now, do you have our app?
I do not.
You
do
not? Okay. No. I tell you what we're going to do. And then let me give you, for your benefit and also the audience, ladies and gentlemen, for our app, okay, Apple, we have Apple and we have Android. Now, if you have an Android phone, just go to your Play Store and download Studio W. Studio W. Apple is Studio.W, okay? It's right there. It'll be the first one that pops up. Apple, again, go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Android is Studio W. Available on Alexa, Google Play, and Apple CarPlay. And the website is studio.w.buzz. And with those credentials, you can log in anywhere around the world. Now, Ann's back. Let's hope we have a better audio here now. Ann? Okay. We're having a few issues with her audio.
Well, I'm right here.
Okay.
Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you now.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let me go ahead and jump on in while we got the audio working.
Yes.
Okay. Today's motivation for you guys who haven't heard of motivation in a minute, because we've had these issues the last couple of weeks. But today's motivation is entitled, Getting Out of That Comfort Zone. All right. So are you one of those people who likes to?
Okay.
Those people who believe they can eat anything so long as they work out hard. In other words, we all have health and fitness beliefs that we adhere to, which often prevent us from reaching our diet and exercise goals. I don't know about you, but very often the first thing I do when I get home from work is change out of my work clothes into something more comfortable. I kick off my heels, put on some warm, cozy socks. Then I exchange my professional looking slacks and blouse for leisure wear. Unless, that is, I have somewhere to go, I'm expecting company, or I... keep my clothes on, because if I get comfortable, I'm not doing anything else. So have you ever had days like that? When all you want to do is rest, but the circumstances in your life won't allow it. Consequently, you've got to find a way to press on, but it's hard because you seem to sabotage yourself as you try to push through it, right? For example, you're already tired to begin with, but your body suddenly began to feel as though it weighed a ton when you recalled you still had to cook dinner when you get home. Likewise, your mind starts to spit out a thousand It's even worse, it seems, when the things we have to do are exercise and prepare healthy meals. It's as if it's not bad enough that you have to contend with outside temptations, attempting to convince you to give up. Your own flesh is also an enemy that must be conquered. It's easy to return to your old habits, grab a bag of chips to eat as you watch the news, then try to coax yourself into going to work out to minimize the damage you've done. But you've been there. You've done that. You know you'll never make it to the treadmill and the other. You must accept the fact that you will have to endure a season of discomfort. Eating healthy foods and beverages and exercising is obviously not your comfort zone, or you wouldn't be overweight or entangled with an eating disorder. To have the healthy and fit body you long for, in addition to the longer lifespan, which is a byproduct of it, you must obey God's commands to honor him with your body by eating and drinking for his glory. I'm a witness that as you adopt a healthy lifestyle for God's glory, a wonderful thing happens. He not only gives you the comfort zone. Therefore, I encourage you today to keep your work clothes on, ignore the fatigue, and use your spiritual earbuds to drown out the lies of pride and so-called logical reasoning telling you to take a break. This is the season of the ant, not of the sloth. God will give you rest at his appointed time. Until then, work while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work. If you're ready to make the journey to your new health and fitness comfort zone, purchase your copies of the Eating as an Act of Worship workbook and dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. Read our weekly blog for motivation to stay healthy and fit through Christ, and follow us daily on Facebook, Threads, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest for recipes and diet and exercise tips. Don't forget to tune into our syndicated radio show on iTunes, Spotify, the Studio W Buzz radio station, The Narrative Matters, and Victory, KVDW 100.9 FM, 95.3 FM, and 1530 AM in Little Rock for interviews and
yeah, it seems like Ann is having some audio.
Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries.org. All right, everybody. That's your motivation for today. We hope and pray it encouraged you to stay the course. If you're doing well on your health and fitness journey, that it inspires you to get up and try again if you've fallen down somewhere along the way. And if you haven't been able to find a reason to get motivated to stay healthy and fit, or get healthy and fit to begin with, we want to motivate you today through Christ. We pray we succeeded in that goal.
Yeah, and your audio keeps going out. Your audio keeps going in and out, Ann.
Okay. Well, you want me to log out again and log back in?
Yeah, we can try that. Let's try that.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a sec. All right. No problem. But in the meantime, Elder, so what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Wow. So much, William. So much is going on. Of course, I mean, here in Little Rock, we're North Little Rock, actually, we're doing a lot. We're staying busy with the, with the church work. And of course, with the podcast, it's getting bigger and we're trying to reach folks as much as we can. And so, we're trying to stay consistent and we're watching everything. And I heard you talking earlier about the proposed or impending government shutdown, and we're watching that very closely to see who's going to be affected and what we can do as ministers to even help those that might be affected by it.
Wow. Now, yeah, because, you know, like I said, a lot of people will be out, and it's really, I don't know, to call it childish what they're doing there is an understatement.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it really makes no sense. And I don't understand how people can still vote for someone who constantly and consistently, take rights away, take benefits away. They want to cut, Social Security. They want to cut Medicare, child programs, the child poverty rate. That was a situation where the child poverty rate was going down when Biden first implemented his program regarding that, but that ran out. But I don't understand how could anyone, unless you have some monetary gain, a lot of you, when we already know with the people that are wealthy, it's not going to bother them. They really don't care. And it's almost like the rich want to dig in and get richer, and it doesn't matter whether their fellow man that they claim to love is starving and this type of thing. And I understand how you can do such a thing. It really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But let's talk about your church a little bit. Now, what types of things are you guys doing at the church as far as helping out those that are less fortunate?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. What we try to do, actually the local church that we belong to, where I'm assistant pastor, is the New Calvary Temple Church of God in Christ. And what we do is we have a bunch of events year long, because we realize that it's not just Thanksgiving and Christmas where people are in need.
Right.
And of course, you see around November and December, everybody kind of ramps up and is out there doing big things to try to help the needy. But we realize that goes on all year. And so what we have is, the first thing we have is what we call Calvary's Closet. And that's a place where people can come to get softly used items of clothing, shoes. We even have furniture. It's a place where even if we don't have it, we can order it.
Mm.
And we work with another nonprofit organization called CityServe. And they're a faith-based organization, and they help us to give the things that people need or are in need of. And they have a bunch of partners, in every facet of life, where they can pull those things into a warehouse. And if they don't have it, we can order it. They'll get it in. We go pick it up every month, and then we distribute it from our Calvary's Closet. And so, we service the area we're in is matter of fact, it's an area of North Little Rock that's surrounded by, three separate housing projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so those people, we're open every fourth Saturday, and we just have streams and streams of people coming in to receive items that they're in need of on a regular basis. Diapers and cleaning products and clothing, and like I said, shoes and furniture, and we even do cookouts when we're open at the closet so that people can come by and get plates and that kind of thing. So that's something that we do, like I say, every month. And then we're also partners with an elementary school that we share a parking lot with, 7th Street Elementary. And we've kind of taken them on and adopted them as a school that we want to help in our area. And so we do Toys for Tots. We're looking at a 4-H program for them. We go over during the holidays and we distribute toys and, during their fall festival or Halloween festival, if you will, we go over and assist them with whatever they might need. We have mentoring programs. I mean, just a myriad of things that our church is trying to be involved, in our community. And one last thing before I let you ask another question, we just celebrated 100 years in this community. So our 100-year anniversary, we just celebrated, over the Labor Day holiday. And it's been, I mean, it was awesome. We had people coming from everywhere who used to be members of New Calvary and came back, and we had a lot going on. And that's just a few of the things that we do mm-hmm. on a regular basis in our community.
You know, that's what I call a working church, because the church is supposed to be not only just for Sundays, ladies and gentlemen. I admire churches that reach out and they look at the people that they preach to, and not only that, going out and just reaching out. And I think that's what it's all about, because again, you know, and I'm looking at and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on my Boomerang Radio show, is that in order to have a functioning government, you need to have a government that's working for the people and not just give Absolutely. You lip service, folks. I mean, this is what it's supposed to be. You elect a certain number of people to operate, to run, and look at the government as a company. Now, in order for a company to be successful, you have to have the workers there to produce. They have to produce. They have to produce in a faction, a way that works for the people. And it really doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because now getting back to this government or potential government shutdown, looks like it's going to happen if they really don't get something together. Waiting for the last minute. Now, these people, on an average in Commerce, they're making $178,000 a year. Okay? Sure. $178,000 a year. But don't worry, because if they shut down the government, they're going to get paid. If you worry about them getting paid, they will definitely get paid. Don't worry about right. that. They got a Speaker of the House that's making $223,000 a year. Now, that's not all, folks. They get all kinds of perks. They get Absolutely. free health benefits. They have a transportation budget. They can travel for free and go anywhere they want to go. And it is really unfathomable. There we are. There's Ann. And I have your picture there as well.
Right.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Well, don't worry. You know, I was keeping the elders company while you were gone.
I saw y'all were talking about church and everything.
and everything, absolutely. But anyway, I'm going to step aside, Ann.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you holding it down for me.
Well, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, look at William being all nice today.
See, Elder. Oh my God.
All right.
Can't win for losing. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway, bye, Ann.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being patient while we work out the technical kinks. Don't know what's been going on lately, but, the devil is a liar. We will have a wonderful show today. In spite of everything. But I want to welcome to the show my dear friends, and I do mean dear friends, Mark and Minister Mark and Evangelist Valerie Danzy. Just wonderful, awesome people. I've known them for, oh wow, Valerie, you and I've known each other, over a decade now.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Valerie, I think I used to get Valerie in trouble. because...
I didn't
She was working with the call, and we, that's how we met. She worked for the call, and my church was, involved with that ministry, and Valerie would come over to, you know, give me things and whatnot for the call for the church, and we talked for like an hour.
Right. We were fast friends. It was as if we knew each other forever.
It is exactly the way it was. I mean, it's always just been so easy, because she's just that type of a sweet spirit, just lovable.
Thank you. Likewise.
And it was, oh, thank you. anyway, but that was before she met, Minister Danzy. Mm-hmm. And I remember when they were dating, and then the two of them together.
I told Ann all about you. I did that.
She did. Yes, she did. But then when you see the two of them together, it's like two halves of the whole. I mean, just one beautiful, integrated spirit. So it's the two became one flesh for real with them. They are just two beautiful people. Just, awesome. You couldn't ask, for a better role model in your community, in your neighborhood, in your church, like they are. They are just wonderful people. And now they are, well, they have a podcast. They've had it since 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. But it's called Marvel Ministries. I love the name. Just love it. yes, it's dedicated to spreading love, hope, and faith through various outreach programs and initiatives. And it's been actively involved in making a positive impact in the lives of individuals. They focus on spiritual growth and empowerment, and they offer a range of services, including counseling, mentorship programs, and community events. They strive to create a welcoming environment where individuals can find support, encouragement, and resources to overcome life's challenges. I love it. Welcome to the show. Whose brainchild was this?
Wow. That's a good question. I'm not
like, how do we, I don't know if we can really separate the brainchild of it.
Yeah, because we've always wanted to do outreach. That's what we have a heart for. Outreach and evangelism, mission. That's kind of our thing.
Right.
And so we were kind of just mulling it around. What can we do? And Valerie, if anybody that knows Val knows that she's a tinkerer. She loves anything that has anything to do with electronics or that's her thing. So we kind of worked together half and half on that thing and just said, hey, let's do it.
And you know, we have our different skill sets. Of course, my skill set was to set up the podcast and run it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he has such a huge heart for mission and outreach. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, my heart is there too, but you know, I run on the music side.
Yeah.
And of course I run on the evangelism side. So everything kind of just, you know, work together to maintain, what we got going right now, which is at this point, you know, God does his thing.
Yeah. Right.
He's got us doing it in a more consistent way, in a way that we really feel like God wants it to go.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I gotta say, when she says her husband has a heart for outreach, let me just tell you, they both are graduates of the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministry's Health and Fitness class. Right. And you know how we just gonna be real. You know how you talk to some people that's churchy and they say a lot of good stuff. but they ain't got no Holy Spirit revelation. Let's just be real.
Right.
Boy, Elder Danzy was one of my favorite pupils. He would come to class prepared and the Holy Spirit would put to the deep water. yes, sir. I love it.
Oh my God. This is him.
Valerie said he did his homework for the next week. I'm like, I'll just enjoy the lesson.
Yes. Instead of watching TV, he'd be in front of the TV with his book and his pen and his Bible and he was in there.
So when I say it's no surprise that he has a heart for outreach ministry, that doesn't surprise me. When you have somebody that's genuinely in love with the Lord, in love with his word, in love with